And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Catcher. I'm Mike Harbutt. Thanks for joining us. This time, as we do every other Wednesday morning, talk about some of the things that are going on at Nevada Regional Medical Center at 800 South Ash here in Nevada. And Jennifer, Jennifer Eaton back with us again today. Appreciate you coming back and tell us about our guest today.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Good morning. This morning, I brought with me Holly Bush. She's our Chief Operating Officer. And as you know, it's the month of October, and so it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm going to let her talk a little about that.
All right, very good. So, Holly, no stranger to the program. So, again, Holly, thanks for coming back and joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, it is October. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so, let's start with the basics. What is a mammogram?
A mammogram is an X-ray picture of the breast. Doctors use mammograms to look for early signs of breast cancer. Regular mammograms are the best test doctors have to find breast cancer early, sometimes up to 3 years before it can be felt.
So who should get a mammogram?
If you're a woman age 40 to 49, you should talk to your healthcare provider about getting a mammogram. If you have family history, like your mother, grandmother, or older sister had cancer, you should discuss it with your doctor sooner.
So what are some of the risk factors for breast cancer that women should be conscious of?
Being a woman and getting older are the main risk factors for breast cancer. Most breast cancer is diagnosed in women at 50 years or older. Some risk factors you can't change, like genetics and family history.
What are some risk factors that you can change?
You can be physically active. You can lose weight, avoid and limit alcohol, stop smoking. Some forms of hormone replacement and certain birth control pills can increase risk. Speak with your doctor about those alternatives. Because all people are different, you should talk to your provider. They can help you make an educated decision about when to start screening. To schedule a mammogram screening, call 417-448-2468.
All right, very good. And I'm going to assume with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you're the one who can answer this. I'm going to assume that it raises awareness, as it should. And so things get quite busy over there right now, right?
Yes.
All right. Very good. So keeping Heather busy over there.
Basically. Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. So we also want to talk about the DEXA scan bone density screening.
We recently upgraded our machine in September of this year, and this machine measures the bone mineral density to assess bone health and risk of osteoporosis. So what you do is you lie on a table under a scanner. It's a low-dose X-ray that takes about 10 to 15 minutes. It's very safe and painless. This is recommended for postmenopausal women, older adults, and those with risk factors for osteoporosis, low body weight, family history, certain medications. Referral is required, so ask your primary care provider, and it can be done the same day as your mammogram.
All right, very good. So great information for today, especially during the month of October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Jennifer, you want to remind people how to get that done?
Yeah, so to get your mammogram scheduled, you can call 417-448-2468. And like I said, if you're seeing your primary health care provider, go ahead and ask them about that DEXA scan screening and get that referral in for that as well.
All right, very good. And before we get to your events coming up, I saw some pictures. Looked like your purse bingo went very well.
It did. It was very well attended. It's always, you know, a sold out plus event. We probably had our record items for silent auction and stuff. And so it was just, it was amazing. Obviously, it was our 10th anniversary. And so a little extra special there to commemorate that milestone.
And a good chance there'll be an 11th one, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So talk about, we got Halloween coming up. Tell us about some events.
We do. So NRMC does participate in the Safe Treats along with the Chamber and several other businesses around town. We are going to do that on Friday, October 31st from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Normally they come through the main lobby and then I usually have some ghosts and ghouls and pumpkins taped along the floor throughout the hospital and they know just to follow that path to find the treats.
All right, very good. And the monthly class.
Yes. Our next Birth and Beyond class is coming up on Saturday, November 1st. That is usually the last trimester of pregnancy for those first-time mamas that take that class. It'll be from 9 to noon, and we do that up in our mezzanine conference room. And you can find that class schedule or any of the other months for that class if you're needing to find out when you're going to be close to that last trimester on the homepage of our website. Scroll about halfway down and there's buttons that say Birth and Beyond class.
Okay, and that's nrmchealth.com. So the farmer's market is starting to wind down?
Yes, yes. I believe they're about done for this year. So.
All right, very good. All right, so we're talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and month of October. Again, with Jennifer Eaton and Holly Bush. Ladies, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That's today's Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center at 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbitt. Thanks for joining us.